Something is happening to black girls in the nation's capital. They're being arrested more often and usually for minor crimes. A new and startling study finds they're being arrested about 30 times the rate of all white kids, that's boys and girls together. It's part of an overall spike in girl arrests that evolved over a 9-year period as the number declined for the city's boys.
And the reasons appear to be as stunning as the outcome, according to a new study by Rights for Girls and the Georgetown Juvenile Justice Initiative. Eduardo Ferrer, Executive Policy Director of Juvenile Justice Initiative at Georgetown Law School, and Yasmin Vafa of Rights for Girls joins us live to discuss what's going on and why and how to address it. Thank you both so much for being with us. And Yasmin, why don't we begin with you? This is a really broad look at the justice system in general, girls and DC girls, and it examines it from many different angles. What's the overarching theme you discovered?
So from the work that we've been doing at a national level, looking at various jurisdictions throughout the country, we've started to observe how girls are coming into contact with the juvenile justice system at increasing rates. I think for the last several years, our nation has been having really important conversations around the harms of mass incarceration, looking at the school-to-prison pipeline. But in all of these conversations, girls' lives have been invisible. And what we've observed nationally is that they're actually the fastest-growing segment of the juvenile justice population. And so we knew from the conversations we were having with public defenders, with young girls themselves in D.C., that this was probably true of what was happening locally. And so we wanted to do this report. And what we found was, in many cases, the findings were even more staggering for young girls in D.C.
Eduardo, what are the girls going through?
The girls in D.C., at the same time that arrests of young boys have dropped pretty dramatically, arrests of girls have nearly doubled. And so what we're seeing is the juvenile justice system and our judicial system is stepping in many ways in places where it's really young girls who have been traumatized, who come from poor communities, who are young girls of color, who are trying to seek out help. And instead, what we're doing is we're criminalizing them.
You know, it was fascinating to look at some of the graphs in your report. Most of the teens arrested, the teen girls, were 15 and under, and that their rates of arrest were between 112 and 223% higher than 10 years ago. That is startling, Yasmin.
So that's one of the things that we were really surprised to see, that girls are actually coming into contact with the juvenile justice system at much younger ages than previously. And so what we found and what you'll see in the report is that 60% of girls who are arrested in D.C. are under the age of 15. And we've seen these numbers double and in some cases triple for those lower age ranges, which is different than what we're actually seeing for boys. And so that was very startling.
Seems like an odd question to ask in early 2018, but girls get into fights sometimes. Why is that considered so extraordinary vis-a-vis the context of what boys traditionally have done?
I think what you're seeing driving girls into the system is an element of paternalism, that we have been used to young boys, 12, 13, getting into fights, and we consider boys will be boys. When young women get into fights, there's a tendency for the system to overcorrect and say, well, this isn't ladylike behavior. This isn't the type of behavior we want to see from young women. And so the system needs to step in here. And so a lot of what you see in the report in terms of what's driving young women into the system are interpersonal disputes in schools, interpersonal disputes in homes. And what we need to be doing is equipping young women with the tools to resolve disputes without necessarily pushing or shoving or getting into a fight, rather than criminalizing that behavior.
Some of the behavior they're being arrested for is prostitution. That's like a large percentage of the arrests, isn't it?
So DC has actually been quite progressive in their approach, where they have actually recently stopped all arrests for prostitution of minors. But we know that under the federal laws, that all minors under the age of 18 engaged in a commercial sex act are considered victims of human trafficking. And so DC has actually changed their laws in recent years. But what we do know from young women is that trafficking victims are still coming into contact with the system on different offenses, oftentimes offenses that are directly related to their being exploited. So we know that trafficking victims are being criminalized and continue to be criminalized, even though D.C. Has taken that off the books, unlike, for example, Virginia, that still does criminalize children for prostitution offenses.
We touched upon this in terms of fighting, but the whole system, the juvenile justice system, seems to be tailored for boys. And that could be, we could be putting our finger on what the problem is right there.
Absolutely.
So sorry.
Absolutely. I mean, one of the things that, that we often say is that this is a system that is largely designed for boys and largely for men. It's not gender responsive. It's not trauma informed. And one of the things that we've seen throughout the course of our work at Rights for Girls is that the vast majority of girls behind bars have suffered previous instances of childhood sexual abuse, of physical violence. They have layers of complex trauma. And so just thinking about the impacts of some of the really standard procedures that the juvenile justice system employs, things like the use of restraints, things like the use of isolation and seclusion techniques, understanding that this is really traumatizing for any child, but to think of it in terms of how this impacts survivors of trauma and oftentimes sexual violence, it's really exacerbating.
As we wrap this up, what would you like people to consider from this study, Eduardo?
The reality is that for far too long, we've ignored girls and we've ignored the needs of girls in the city, both in the juvenile justice system, but I think also more importantly, before they come into contact with the juvenile justice system. So we want people really paying attention to is the need to invest directly in our young girls of color in the city before any type of system needs to get involved so that they can have the same opportunities that we want for all of our children.
Would you like to add something?
I think that our nation is having some of these very critical conversations, and we've been coming to terms with the need for meaningful criminal and juvenile justice reform. And I think what this report urges in many ways is that for far too long, our girls have been invisible as part of those conversations. And what we're seeing is that attention is necessary and urgent. And I think especially now in the wake of this Me Too movement, in many ways, our report reveals what Me Too looks like for our most marginalized young women and girls in the district.